First, I would just like to say it is very encouraging to see so many gathered in here to hear God's word tonight. I just want to take a minute to tell you before I give my testimony that I am a sinner saved by God's grace. I am not here to give the devil time or to detail all sins committed over my lifetime. Most will know I tried smoking, foul language, frequented public houses in the past, and many other things as well. But what I am here to do is to tell you how God saved me and how he has changed my life forever, and how he can change your life as well. It is our prayer, if you are not saved, that you will get yourself right with God tonight before it is too late. I'll open with this Bible verse taken from Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Firstly, for those who do not know me, my name is Trevor Muldrew, a dairy farmer originally from Hamilton's Bawn, but I am now living at Castle Dillon Estate, just outside the city of Armagh. We came to Castle Dillon in 1987, where my brother Noel and I have worked together on the family farm, and in recent years have been joined by my two nephews, Mark and Arne. I am married to Thelma and have been blessed with two sons, Matthew and Andrew. I was born on the 26th of September, 1988. Was it 1968? Born into a family of seven, five boys and two girls, starting with the eldest, Kenneth, Robert, Helen, Ida, Noel, Eric, and then myself. My father, Kenzie Muldrew, was also a farmer. He suffered from MS for many years and passed away into the presence of the Lord on the 8th of June, 1997. He enjoyed attending Armagh Free Presbyterian Church and sitting under the faithful preaching of Dr. S.B. Cook. My mom is Betty Muldrew, firstly a mother to seven, grandmother to 21, great-grandmother to 11 and counting. She served as a prison officer for 20 years. As a young boy, our family attended a Hoary Presbyterian church. We all moved to Armagh Free Presbyterian Church after my two sisters got saved. Both of them had a great influence as Christians within our family, with most of my family getting saved in the coming years. I attended the Sunday school in this church from 1975. I recall one Sunday morning, Jim Irwin, our Sunday school teacher, leading three other boys and myself to accept Jesus as our own and personal Saviour. Sadly, this was not to last, and I backslid into the ways of the world again. School days. I could not wait for them to end. I was more out of school than in school. Some days I could be found walking by the River Barn, other days at the Audemars cattle sale. However, after secondary school, I entered Lockery Agricultural College. This is when I first began to taste the things of this world. We partied both day and night. I always went home at the weekends to recharge the batteries to be ready for the week ahead. Sometimes before we left on a Friday, we would leave chickens in someone's bedroom in the hope we would have a ready supply of eggs for our breakfast come Monday morning. From Lockery, I went to Castle Dillon to work. At this stage, the farm was managed by a government body, the Department of Agricultural and Rural Development, and run as a trial and study farm. Still not taking things too serious, I got into many a scrap and argument. On weekend nights, I was to check on the welfare of all the livestock, but instead, I was more interested in checking out the local talent at the discos. Unknown to me, one night the foreman placed a strand of straw across a sliding door to see if I had entered to check the stock. But come the next morning, the straw was still in the same place. This verse comes to mind. Be sure your sin will find you out. And it did many times. It was good to have Jim Irwin working along with me at Castledown and to give me much needed advice on many occasions. I was born at the start of the Troubles. Many a lively debate occurred in our house at Turner's Grove McAntrim over politics. This fueled my interest in all things political. All I will say is that I was involved for many years in the furthering of the cause of keeping Ulster, this wee province of ours, British. At this time, I attended church just occasionally, making many excuses why I couldn't go. I always would make the excuse that something needed doing on the farm. When I did attend, I allowed many things to flood my mind and was able to switch off when the time came for the gospel message to be preached. I married Thelma on the 19th of July, 1995, and just several weeks later, we both were involved in a gas explosion in our home from a newly installed gas cooker. Both Thelma and I sustained severe burns and were admitted into Craigavon Hospital for treatment. The house had windows broken, tiles and cupboards came from the walls, and many of our appliances were destroyed. This was a great start to married life. Both of us had come so very close to death. I still had no concern for my soul and where I would have been spending eternity if I had died. On the 7th of November, 1997, Matthew, our son, was born. And on the 2nd of March, 2000, our family was complete with the birth of Andre. In August 1999, our church and surrounding churches undertook a gospel crusade on Armagh Portadown Road. I attended several nights alongside my cousin and friend, Brian Hutchison. I heard during the meetings, "Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." This, I believe, was the start of God speaking to me. But once outside that environment, I would put up those things to the back of my mind and carried on with the old life as usual. Many times I was challenged under the ministry of Dr. Ron Johnson, but again refused to yield. In September 2004, I went with a party of dairy farmers to Holland to view new and updated methods of producing milk from high-yielding pedigree Holstein cows. I shared a room with the neighbouring farmer, John Johnson, whom I knew was saved. That night, John took his Bible and read it, and then on his knees he prayed. John showed me he was unashamed of his faith, and we talked about the things of God until the wee small hours. At this time also, I had become very critical of other Christians and how they were living their lives. and would often say to myself, if that is what Christians are like, I want nothing to do with them or what they believed in. I could see double standards, and I suppose I was justifying to myself I was as good as them. Then in the year 2009, several events would prove to me that God was really striving and speaking to me. All three Presbyterian churches during this year held province-wide missions to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the 1859 revival in Ulster. During this revival, 100,000 people came to put their trust and faith in Jesus Christ as their own and personal Saviour. Our church held a tent mission on the Armagh Portadown Road under the guidance of the Reverend Stanley Barnes. The theme was Consider Christ. The aim of the Free Church was that every home in the six counties would receive Christian literature. I was asked by Jim Irwin if I would help to remove the heavy materials from the lorries by bringing our red rock shovel to the field. I was quite apprehensive about this, for I knew I would probably be the only non-Christian. But while I was there, I enjoyed a good time of fellowship and friendship with others from the church. I attended the mission several nights with my family, and one of the nights in particular, this verse stood out in my mind. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? On another night, just as I was leaving the tent, Mrs. Freda Donnelly asked if she could speak to me. Her words were these, Trevor, the Lord has laid it upon my heart to pray for you, that you would get saved. I was taken back at what Freda had said, but left the tent still unsaved. Her words that night would come back into my mind many times. Then it was Christmas Eve, 2009. I had decided to call a few family members and friends to wish them a happy Christmas. One of the people I spoke to was my sister Helen. It was a crisp white Christmas morning. A heavy frost had turned everything white. Everything looked just like the pictures you see on Christmas cards. But during that morning, my nephew James rang to say his sister Caroline Coulter had passed away. This was Helen and Ronnie's daughter. She was just 25 years old, married only 6 months to Al Niblock, and had just moved into a new two-story house. Caroline, a committed Christian, was a happy, outgoing girl. She enjoyed life to the full and was very active in outreach work in the Monaghan area. She worked with children and loved organising crafts and games for the children to participate in. As I was accompanying her father, husband, brothers and pastor to the morgue, I kept asking myself over and over again, why, Caroline? We, of course, will not know the answer to these questions this side of heaven. I certainly was spoken to by the suddenness of Caroline's death. On another evening, John Johnson phoned and invited me to come to a meeting at Killeen Gospel Hall. The speaker was the Reverend Paul Luton. His preaching spoke to my heart that night. On the next morning, I asked the Lord Jesus to save me. I did not tell anyone what I had done. And as I saw no change in my life, I just continued the way I was. In October 2010, Reverend McMillan accepted the call from Armagh Free Presbyterian Church to become minister. Reverend McMillan was from a farming background. He and I had at least one thing in common. I started to attend church more regularly and even wanted to hear the message of the gospel being preached. On several occasions, I knew the Spirit of God was striving with me, that I was sinful and needed to repent of my sins if I was ever to get to heaven. In the new year 2011, another person began to witness to me. Every Monday night, rain, hail or snow, I would be found on the football pitch with all the other regulars. Many injuries have been sustained on the football pitches, as football matches are always competitive, but they are also a time of great fun and enjoyment. Kenny and Trevor Scott have been organising these football matches for many years. Both Scott boys know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour, and in their own quiet ways, set a good Christian example to others. Trevor and I would have many conversations together concerning the things of God. I would continually tell him that I did intend to get myself right with God at some stage, but he would reply with a verse from God's word, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Thelma, also returning from the prayer meeting one night, said that Trevor Scott had prayed for the saving of my soul. Another tragic accident was also to speak to me. The sudden death of Matthew Watson. He was only 19 years old and had just got saved a few months earlier. I knew if I had died as I was heading to a Christless eternity forever. So eventually on Friday, the 8th of April, 2011, with my wife by my side, late that evening, I surrendered my life to Jesus. On my knees and with tears in my eyes, I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive my sins. I was putting my trust in him for salvation, and he promises in his word, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Immediately I felt joy in my heart and peace within. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I spoke with Reverend McMillan on Sunday morning and asked if he could come and speak with me. On Tuesday morning, we spoke on God's salvation. He prayed with me, and we read the scriptures together. I had many fears not knowing how my family and friends would react to my good news. Reverend McMillan left me with this verse, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Reverend McMillan challenged me in that he told me I needed to profess Christ and what he had done for me. So that day I told my two sons and my mother that I had got saved. The next morning I opened my Bible. The first verse I read was Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That same Wednesday morning, God laid it upon my heart to tell my close friend, Ralph Jameson, of my conversion. I knew if I was able to tell him, I could go on to tell anyone. Thankfully, Ralph respected and accepted my decision to follow Jesus. Later that day, I went on to tell my family and friends the good news. Since I have become saved, I have undertaken some outreach work. I have given out invitations for the mission and have encouraged others to come along and hear the gospel. I went with a party of 83 to Mullingar to give out invitations to a gospel meeting that was being held in conjunction with the Consider Christ campaign, in the hope that all Ireland would be reached with the gospel message. Approximately 10,000 doors were knocked that day, with many people spoken to about Christ. I am now assisting at the Youth Fellowship on a Friday night, and later this year hope to travel as part of a team to Kenya to do some outreach work. This will mark the 30th anniversary of our missionary, Miss Margaret Russell, being out in that land, and the mission board working with the Bible Christian Faith Church. Can I encourage all who are Christians to keep praying for the unsaved, that one day our families would all be united in Christ and know the joy of salvation in their hearts. I would like to thank the Reverend McMillan, elders and committee, for giving me this opportunity to give my testimony this evening. For all those who prayed for me, and for those who spoke with me and give encouragement, and for my family and friends who have come tonight and supported me. Thank you. And may all the praise and all the glory go to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.